Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Monday podcast, so slightly longer than our Thursday podcast, but different subjects every week. We aim to keep you interested in your English language listening on a variety of topics, which will help you increase your vocabulary and make your English automatic. So, today's subject: if you enjoy wine and you fancy a nice bottle, what countries do you think of? Well, you might reach for a nice Cabernet Sauvignon from France, or you might like a Californian Pinot Noir, or a New Zealand Chardonnay. There's also a lot of good wine grown in South America, such as Chilean Merlot or Argentinian Malbec. And there are lots of other countries that produce wine, of course. Many who are well known and recognised for it, like Spain, Italy, Germany, Bulgaria, and quite a few who aren't. When I visit Greece, I tend to enjoy a glass of red wine with my meal in the evening. And if we eat at home, I buy wine in the supermarket, and I always buy Greek. Now, Greece doesn't have a long-held reputation for its wine like some other European countries do. But you know, it's really very good. Greece is just beginning to be recognised for its wine. However, what you probably wouldn't think of is reaching for a bottle of wine from the UK. From the UK, you say? Is there such a thing as wine from the UK? Well, yes indeed there is, and it's getting better and gaining popularity. That means more and more people are drinking it. Of course, we don't have the climate or the weather here to grow full-bodied red wine. Most of what's grown in the UK is white wine. And even then, it's only really in the southern part of the UK that you can grow grapes well enough to make good wine. So counties like Kent and Sussex do well. Though there are vineyards, so that's farms where grapes are grown, as far west as South Wales. And we seem to do particularly well at sparkling white wines. When you say sparkling of wine or water, it means it's got bubbles. Another word you might use, say, of lemonade or Coca-Cola would be fizzy. Fizzy is one of those words which sounds like what it describes, don't you think? But of wines or of water, we would say sparkling. So, vocabulary about wine to recap. The fruit that you need to make wine is a grape, and grapes grow on plants which are called vines. And vines are grown in a vineyard, so that's a field full of vines. Notice the spelling there. It's spelt V-I-N-E-Y-A-R-D, but pronounced vineyard. And another word which is used of other things but which comes from wine, vintage, V-I-N-T-A-G-E. If you ask what vintage of a wine, then you're asking about what year was it produced. But you can use the word vintage of other things too. So we might talk about vintage clothes or vintage cars. So, where part of the value of an item comes because of its age, we would use the term vintage. But primarily, vintage is used about wine. And other vocabulary. If you come across the term British wine, apparently this means wine which is made in the UK, but the grape concentrate or the grape juice that it's made from can be imported from anywhere in the world. So that means the grapes are grown somewhere else, but the wine is made here, and it's called British wine. But this isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about wine from grapes grown here in the UK. So apparently this means it's called English wine or Welsh wine to show the difference. Over the last 10 years, the amount of land given over to growing vines, so remember that's the plant that the grape grows on, has more than doubled. However, let's be realistic. English wine is probably not going to be one of the famous wines of the world anytime soon. We're not going to be able to compete with French champagne, German Riesling or Italian Chianti. It's actually much easier to sell our wine to countries in the world who are not well known for producing wine themselves. But the English wine growers are more focused on selling to the British market. They're focused on convincing English people to drink English wine. And apparently, that's quite a difficult job. We do, of course, expect our wines to come from other places in the world. But English supermarkets are catching on. They're beginning to sell English wines. So if you're familiar with English supermarkets, then Marks and Spencer do a variety of English wines, as do Waitrose. And if you're very familiar with English supermarkets, you'll notice that those two supermarkets tend to be at the slightly more expensive end. So, what are the names of some up-and-coming vineyards in the UK? Well, there's Camel Valley in Cornwall, Chapel Down in Kent, and Denbigh's in the Surrey Hills. That's not far from where I live. However, it's unlikely that our wine export will be greater than our export of other types of alcohol. When I say export, that means what we sell to other countries. And the opposite, an import, or the verb to import, means we buy in from other countries. So import and export are both verbs and nouns. So one of our biggest alcohol exports is, of course, Scotch whisky. We also sell quite a lot of beer to other countries and gin. We do like a gin and tonic here in the UK, or a G&T as it's known. But hopefully our wine industry will continue to grow, and perhaps you'll see bottles of English wine in your country soon. You never know. Anyway, hopefully if you like wine, that is of interest. So cheers, bottoms up, good health. Enough for now. Don't forget to look at our website, especially the courses page. If you're not sure about buying a course from Adept English, why not try our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, first to see how you get on. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.